It's great. It's the place to be. It's hip. It's the Frederick County Fair. And I think this is like Kids Day or something. Something like that. They call it like that. And I was checking with people I knew around here, and I found somebody I recognized. Not Mark Aholt. No, I was talking about the sheriff of Frederick County. Sheriff, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys.
I'm doing great, and I thank you for asking. Oh, that was somebody else talking to me. Sheriff, I appreciate your men being out here. I see that that you're here, and the question came in on the phone call the other day is, why is the city police not here? We're in the city's area.
Well, I think that goes back a number of years where there was a dispute between the fair board and the city as to how much they need to be paid. It was a matter of overtime. The city police, as I understand it, just said we can't do it unless we're paid. And I kind of came to the fair board and said, you know what, stand aside, we got it.
Good, outstanding.
So, it's worked out well.
Yeah, you've been here ever since.
I think this is our 12th year, I believe.
Has it been that long? My gosh, time flies. Well, it has to be, because you've been sheriff over 12 years.
Well, right, going on in my 13th year. I tell you what, this, as far as the PR, from a PR standpoint, and interacting with the public, the best thing we've ever done.
I guarantee it.
The men and women look good. They look sharp in their uniforms, walking around. They're on the move.
Yep.
It's a good advertisement.
I think. And I understand if, you know, the police can't handle it in the city because of the cost factor, whatever. I think the fair is,
it's something you want to do, you're willing to do, and it's just the right thing to do.
Exactly.
Listen, in today's world where you have a crowd of this size in one location, you need some presence of law enforcement.
Without question. And I noticed that, of course, this is not an election year, apparently, because I haven't seen that many politicians here. But I noticed that you're here every day. What's the story?
Well, Tim, you know me. I'm a fair guy. I enjoy the fair. I enjoy being here.
Also,
you know, even before I was elected, I was here a lot.
Sure.
Now, since I am elected, I'm here virtually every day in the fair tent, walking around.
And if people want to see you, they can stop by.
I'm right here.
Exactly right. And I appreciate that. I'm sure most people do. And any headaches at the fair? I know they have alcohol here now.
No, I think we've had one lost child and one lost wallet, and the owner found the wallet in his car. So that was a false alarm.
Cool.
So I think it's been a real good week.
Yeah, I'd say it's been real good.
No issues. And, you know, just so the public knows, and for transparency, that T word.
Mm-hmm.
So just so the public knows that the deputies that are on the fairground, I don't charge the fair board at all. Okay, that's just an assignment. We shift schedules a little bit. We don't impact operations. So that does not cost the fair board anything.
Oh.
The, what I bill the fair board for is the deputies that I bring in to do the traffic for the shows. I have to.
Yeah.
I have to compensate them. I have to pay them their overtime rates. So, therefore, I bill the fair board exactly what that cost is. And I think that's fair.
More than fair. And that's the word for the day, fair.
Yeah.
Now, I was looking here in the news, WFND News. Did the Sheriff's Department get a $5.5 million grant to hire more people? Or was that the fire service? I get you. It's about the same, isn't it?
Well, it wasn't me. I don't never have believed in hiring people off of grants. Grants, I just think it puts the county on a hook for future out years.
And it's not that way, you know, and Bob was asking some great questions earlier about the fire service, and I tried to explain to him, and if you don't know the fire service, it's hard to explain because of this almost bifurcated system that we have here. But if you sit down and talk to some firemen, they'll tell you what is going on, I can't be mad at the fireman because that's like being mad at mom and apple pie.
Right.
But you can certainly be upset about the union and the union, what they're doing to the taxpayers.
Well, Tim,
in my opinion.
Listen, I am not against the firefighters. Never have been. Got great friends who are professional firefighters.
Career firefighters?
Career firefighters. I'm sorry. So I have been a volunteer firefighter for 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it anymore. But I'm not against the firefighters. I'm against the stand of the union. I think this binding arbitration at the end of the day is going to be very, very costly to Frederick County.
It has to be.
I stood up against it in the election. It cost me a lot of votes.
Yeah.
But it was the right place to be.
Yes, sir.
And I just think at the end of the day, listen, my men and women negotiated for salaries and benefits. They were reasonable. They came to the table. They negotiated for a fair contract without binding arbitration.
Right.
So it can be done.
Well, sure. It's been done in the past.
Right.
The thing is,
this was a marketing job by by the national union.
Yes.
Through the local, and at the end of the day, it was a great
success for them.
Yeah.
I heard the numbers that they spent to get this campaign through was, of course, to get more union. It's all self perpetuating, as you know.
Right.
It was almost $500,000, I heard. Of course, they had paid people going out getting signatures for the, you know. And usually you have something like that, grassroots movement.
And they weren't telling a true story.
No, really absolutely not.
It was a great marketing campaign.
Yeah, they did a great
job. They
won. They won well. Like 70% of the county voted for it. But they didn't know, 70% of the county, I guarantee you, that voted for it didn't know the consequences of it, of their actions. It's sort of like charter government. I'm glad.
Don't even go there.
Amen, brother. So that's what we're talking about. Frank, the sheriff's here. You want to say something smart aleckly to him like you did to me?
Well, thanks, Sheriff, for stopping by. And
He wanted to give me a knuckle sandwich. Is that an assault?
It could be an assault.
I thought so.
If he carried it out. It was just a little microaggression.
No, that would be a battery if he carried it out.
Oh. Now you completely threw me off. Oh, yeah.
I meant to.
I'd love, Sheriff, for you to come in, spend a little time with us, get into the hot and heavy topics of the day. But since you're just stopping by there at the fair.
I'm just stopping by. It's a great day here at the fair. A lot of good folks out here, farm families, kids.
Yep.
Let me ask you about one thing. When the fair was just getting started or the day before or the first day, you know, some headlines of possible threats of violence. Is this just like some sick, stupid person on Facebook? I mean,
well,
what is all that about?
It was ramped up by folks on social media who exaggerated the story. The more it passed from media to media, the more it grew into something it really wasn't. So there was a piece of information that came our way about a single gang member from Montgomery County who had made a comment about having a gun. He never threatened to shoot up the fairground. He never threatened to come up and do harm to anybody. But see, you see where it started, and then it grew to a criminal gang coming on the fairground shooting the place up.
Yeah.
But listen, Frank, this is what we have to do every day in law enforcement, especially in the schools.
Amen.
When a threat like this surfaces, we have to run it down. We give it 100% effort to verify whether or not it's credible, and that threat was not credible. So.
And it was also regarding in the street, also, I understand.
Right,
in the streets, yeah.
And I didn't hear that part, but I did hear about
it. I think that's how I saw the tweet or whatever
it was. But the story grew. Every time it went from one person to another, it grew.
It's unfortunate, but that's the times we're in, I guess, because...
So what else you got for me, Frank? What are the hard questions?
Oh, can you
come on.
Hang out through a break? If
sure,
want.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a short break, come back with the Sheriff of Frederick County, the Honorable Charles Jenkins. He's still here, and he's still mourning, he thinks. I just woke him up again. So, Bob, we're back on. You're right in here with us. Check them out.
Yes.
So, all three of us. Frank, you have all three of us. So, we're talking to Sheriff. And, Sheriff, what were we talking about? Frank, you had a question.
Frank.
Well, my question defers to the watchdog, Bill, who's on the line. Bill, you had something for the Sheriff, right?
Yeah, I just want to tell you, Tim and Morning Mayor, you got the highest sheriff there. He's the only Frederick County official that answers his own phone, is accessible to the public, and doesn't hide by staff, and it doesn't take a month and a half to see him. So I just wanted to hammer that in there.
Bill, you want to see me tomorrow? I'm available.
Yeah, I know. I know you are, Chuck. And I also want to tell you something else, too, Frank. For you.
Yes.
Chuck, the sheriff had to leave the fair early last night because he had to do his sheriffing. So, you know, he's not a 9-to-5 person. He's accessible to everyone.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and he didn't have any staff member down there taking pictures of him dipping ice cream either. So I just wanted to say that.
Well, that, what you're trying to say, Bill, is he needs a better PR person.
No. No.
Okay.
He's doing a fine job.
Did we know that he was scooping ice cream if there's not photographic proof of it?
Because people saw him, but he didn't have someone.
But I didn't see him, so how do I know that?
Pictures of him.
There's not photographic proof.
Oh, God.
I see the county exec's got pictures in there.
Right. Yeah. I saw all kinds of angles of the county executive scooping ice cream, but I saw nothing from the sheriff.
Tim, are you still there?
I'm right here.
Okay, I just want to add one other thing for Donnie Lambert. For anybody that has a concern on the carriages, to please contact the mayor and board of aldermen. Their phone numbers are on the city webpage at cityoffrederick.com. And please do that. And I'm going to hang up now. Thank you very much, Frank.
No problem,
Bill. I have a riveting question, if you don't mind. Let me get this in real quick. Sheriff, what was the number one flavor you scooped at this supposedly scooping that you did at
It's alleged that I was down there scooping.
Okay.
And so, what did you allegedly scoop that was the most favorite?
Probably butter pecan. Butter pecan, really? Overall. Yep. Yeah. That's the old standby. People would look and ask, and at the end of the day, they'd say, give me a butter pecan.
Well, I know those milkshakes will kill you. They're that good.
Yeah. And I guess Bill's question is why you didn't have a photographer there taking pictures.
Yeah, why did you? Yeah.
I'm not into that. Yeah. I'm just not.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No, although I have seen you on national television.
Hey, let's talk about the Lambert deal, the horses.
All right, let's talk about horses.
I think what the city is doing to the Lambert family is terrible. If I was Donnie Lambert, I would pack my horse and I'd stay home. I'd stay the hell out of Frederickson.
I told him to take it out to Walkersville, Woodsboro.
You know what? Go to some other town that appreciates it.
Yeah, that appreciates it. Yep. I can't believe that what we're talking about, friends, if you're listening in and just turned in with the sheriff of Frederick County, Bob Miller's here. We're talking about the situation. We have carriage rides in Frederick City from November to, like, the end of the year. And the family that does this are well-respected, reputable.
Oh, they're the best family in the county.
They don't get any better.
No.
And what they do is they have been besieged, is the best way to say it, by
PETA and the protesters.
Whack biscuits, as I refer to them, who think that the horsies that are actually born and bred or bred and born for this are being harmed because they walk and pull the carriages around. Now, I'm not I wasn't raised on a farm like Bob Miller, and Bob knows a little bit about horses, but he told me that it doesn't hurt the horses.
They thrive on that. They're bred for that. That's what they live for. Right, Bob?
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. And they're working
horses.
They're
draft horses.
Right. Yeah. And the other thing is that I don't know if the county has talked to other jurisdictions on whether or not, you know, because I was down in Wilmington, North Carolina, and this guy had his own carriage company, and his rides were an hour long, but he did switch out his teams every now and then, and he actually did, because it's a little bit different because he's there the whole time, and it's not just during Christmas time. So he didn't have people lined up. So he had to do a spiel every single time, and he probably took about 25 to 30 minutes to, you know, talk about how he saves the horses and how he takes them through the town and stuff like that. So he kind of does a little presentation so those horses get a little bit of a break there.
You know, Donnie takes care of his animals, his horses.
Yeah.
He'll know when to give them a break, when to not give them a break. I mean, this is buffoonery.
Right. I mean, the guy's making money off of this. This is his livelihood, part of his livelihood, and he's not going to do anything to damage his horses.
Absolutely not.
But
you know what, Tim?
Yes, sir.
Frederick County has got to stop where we're headed. This whole liberal leftist view of everything's got to end.
Yeah. Well, what's the sad part is, Sheriff, is you have five respectable human beings on the Board of Aldermen. I respect each and every one of them. And you got a mayor. I respect him. And you can tell me that it was unanimous that they're going to have this cut down. That no one out of those six people said, let's look at this again. I mean, we're just getting a little bit crazy. Not one of those individuals, not one of the aldermen, not the mayor, said, wait a minute, this is a little bit insane. No, they voted unanimously to tamper back the horse-drawn carriages, Frederick County. I told Donnie that he should go up to Walkersville, Thurmont. I'd go up there. I'd follow him.
Well, I think that, you know, as much as I love Walkersville and Thurmont,
I don't think the market's
the market's not there for that.
People
unless they
follow.
Do.
It doesn't matter. It's not the market.
I think it's got to be a town like Frederick.
I do too.
I think the market will follow him.
Yeah, I disagree.
It's just like the Walkersville Railroad. You go up there, you know, you got to go into Walkersville to get on that.
But this is something different.
Baltimore.
No.
Yeah,
exactly.
I think Frank said something the other day about this, and I will kind of maybe. There's somewhere there's a compromise.
I think a Westminster would be a good.
Yeah, Westminster would be great. You know, there's a Harper's Ferry, Charlestown,
Gettysburg.
Would be wonderful in Gettysburg. Absolutely.
Think the fun part would take him to Brunswick. But anyhow, go ahead, Bob. Yeah. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah, go by the hills or the stores.
I remember that.
All right, Frank, you have another question? We got to take a break. Tell me what's going on.
Well, now I got a slew of callers for the sheriff if he wants to stick around.
Oh, all right. I'll ask him to stick around for a little bit, and we'll come back to the sheriff of Frederick County. And the morning of the mayor.
And don't forget, we've got high school football tonight, Tim.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Yeah,
that sounds so good. Welcome into the best day of your life. So happy and honored to be sharing it with you. It's also a vet check day. Check on a veteran for me. Call them on the phone, knock on the door, ring the buzzer. Always thank them for their service and ask if there's anything you can do to assist them in their lives. You know, my friends, sadly, 22 vets a day take their own lives. It's got to stop. Make this a vet check day. Thank you, Frank Mitchell, Sheriff of Frederick County, Bob Miller, and you. at 301-694-9363. The sheriff's here. If you got a call, Frank, or a question, bring it on.
We got a caller, Ron. Hey, Ron, you're on WFMD.
Hey, Ron.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Well, thank you.
All right. I'd like to ask the, first I'd like to thank the sheriff for the good job he's doing. I'm a resident of Washington County. I don't get to vote for him, but I think what he's doing over there in Frederick County is spilling over, helping us over here. So thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Thank you for standing with our president, and that's a big thing nowadays. And I just want to know, do you have any aspirations of running for any office other than the sheriff? I think you got some good qualified men under you that could step into that role, and then you bump up. Do you have any ideas or thoughts about that?
I love my job. I love being sheriff. It's the greatest job in the world. I'm not sure there's anything. People ask me all the time, don't you want to run for a higher office? I've got the highest office. There's nothing better. So I don't know. I don't even like to talk about it. So.
Ron, I have heard everybody say from, let's say, sheriff, from county executive.
Yeah, heard that.
To Annapolis.
Heard that.
To a state senator. Or to a state senator to our Congress.
Yep. Yeah. I've heard all of the above.
I've heard them all.
Well, I know.
Love what I'm doing.
Amen. That's the best way to be, Sheriff. I'd like you to stay here. I don't want this county to change any worse than it already is.
Gets to ride in a cool car, carries a firearm.
Yeah, exactly.
What more do you want?
I guarantee it doesn't get any better than that.
Right. Gets to wear those cool pants and stuff like that. It's got all the pockets.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The echo.
Yeah, getting a little echo. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's just from the feedback from the phone.
Okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
You get that.
All right, Frank, anybody else there? Or can I keep talking to the sheriff?
We've got Sue from Damascus.
All righty, bring her on. Sue, what say you?
Hi, good afternoon, guys. I was listening to you as I was driving back from Frederick, and I was listening to the sheriff talking about this rumor about a gang that or a gang problem at the fair. And I just wanted to let you know, over in Montgomery County, Moco Loco, I was in a meeting where they discussed the gangs at the Montgomery County Fair because they said that when there's going to be gang violence, these guys usually like a big audience to create a problem. So what we used to do is we had gang officers from surrounding jurisdictions, and as they'd check every car that came into the fair, and if there was a known problem gang member, they wouldn't let them in the fair. But the crazy Democrats got together and said that was discriminatory. So now when they catch a known gang problem person, they have them promise at the gate of the fair to behave themselves.
How's that working out for them?
Out very good. We've had incidences down there where there's been someone shooting off a gun, and but this is the kind of crazy crap we have over here, and it wouldn't surprise me if the people going after the guy with the horse, the PETA people, you know, they're just a bunch of tree-hugging liberals, and they probably support open borders, and it'd be nice if we had a PETA that stood for People for the Ethical Treatment of Americans.
Well said.
As far as the gang thing, Sue, I mean, I've got some pretty savvy investigators that stay on top of it. We run down these leads and social media posts and everything, and you know, we know who the players are generally, and if we know that somebody's coming on here, depending on the circumstances, we can keep them off if we need to, or we can put eyes on and follow them around all evening. Either way,
I remember years gone by that happened, and that was nipped in the bud, just like it's
normal. Yep. Well, I remember my son played baseball with a young man, and his dad was part of a gang task force. And I don't know if he was state police, county, or federal, but he was here, and he, you know, that's his whole job is dealing with the gangs, knowing about their, you know, their comings and goings. Right. Is that something that you have in the county, or is this something you work in coordination with?
Well, we all work in coordination. Okay. City police have a person dedicated to gangs, gang intelligence. We've got people in our jail who validate gang members and get intel out of the jail. I've got a couple investigators who are really good and really smart when it comes to who the local gang players, not all of them, but most of them, mm-hmm. who they are, who the leaders are. And, again, when tips come our way, we follow up on them. We follow up the potential for the threats. We do everything we can do.
Well said.
Are we more wannabes and pretenders,
or not at all, Frank? When you want to be, you're going to be.
Right.
Okay. If you look at the Latino gangs, such as the MS-13, the 18th Street, which are here in this county, and we don't know who they all are, but what we find out is through the DACA program, this protected DACA provision.
Yes, uh-huh.
So most of them who we have identified over the past couple of years came here 2014, 2015 under the DACA provision.
Right.
Now they're full-fledged adult hardcore gang members. So that's what we're dealing with.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting that you talk about this and gangs and everything. Sheriff, there's an event coming up not too long from now on October 6th, I believe. It's a Sunday afternoon, and I know you didn't initiate this, but I trust you're going to be there.
I'm going to be there. You know, I didn't initiate it, didn't organize it. I'm not in the planning, but I do have a message to deliver. I'm going to deliver it. I think it's important. I got to tell the public, this could all have been avoided. Every bit of this didn't have to happen, okay? They threw it in my lap, so it is what it is.
Talking about
this opposition to the 287. Listen,
yeah.
This program's been running along real fine for, 11 years?
Yes, sir.
Never been an issue. Gone well. Very effective for public safety, getting criminals off the streets, out of the country. So all of a sudden, after 11 years, this has become a big issue.
Yes.
Why?
Well,
it's such a small part of what we do.
Exactly.
And it has such a large return in the sense that it gets criminals off the street not to reoffend on our streets.
Well, there's a bigger question. And
it's political, Tim.
It's all political, yeah. and there's an agenda.
So there's a couple county council members who brought this on, and this could have all been avoided if I had gotten the public meeting approved that I requested through the county council. This could have been passed. This whole question of the audit, this rally, none of this had to happen.
But it is.
It is going to be what it's going to be.
So,
and you know what? I think the county council is going to get a real loud and clear message as to how many people in this county approve and support that program.
Yeah.
Well, they might.
And it's not about me. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than us. It's about keeping Frederick County what we are. I don't want here what they have 15 miles away in Montgomery County.
Right. Amen.
Well, as you said, it might be a loud message, but it may fall on deaf ears.
Well, I guarantee you one thing. The couple who are really driving this, they're going to feel it in the next election. I guarantee you.
I would think that if Frederick County holds true to its,
yep.
you know.
Tim, I'm telling you, and I'm not blowing my horn here. I'm just saying I can't take two steps on this fairground without someone coming off. You're sitting here watching.
Yes, exactly.
Without somebody coming up and saying thank you for what you're doing.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so, I think that's the mindset.
But again, this didn't have to be. It didn't have to happen.
Oh, there. Go ahead. You're 100% right, yeah. And we hope that we'll be able to
audit, I hate to say this, but I'm going to say it. They're going to spend good tax money that they didn't need to spend.
That's really unusual for a county to do something like that.
We're used to the city doing that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we have that diversity study. I'll talk about that later.
Hey, Tim and Bob.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Hey, what do you say, Frank?
Can you take one more call?
Go ahead,
Bob has been holding on. Hey, go ahead, Bob.
Well, Sheriff, first of all, Sheriff, thank you for your service and everything you do. You actually touched on the one question I was going to ask about, and we'll wait till Sunday and see what happens. So that's all I got to say.
Fair enough.
Right,
there you go.
Thank you. And Tim, no secret breakfast tomorrow.
No secret breakfast?
Not for me, anyway.
Okay. What time should we meet, anyhow? Well, I'm going to tell Buck.
All right.
Okay.
All right.